feel like almost every message that God gives me these days centers around something like, it's okay. It's okay. I just recorded a couple minutes ago that it's okay to be a victim if you've been victimized. It's okay to feel the feelings that you're feeling after going through something traumatic in life, that God doesn't fault us for being human. And now, today, like for this episode, we're going to talk about how it's okay to have questions and not know what to do and to not have it all figured out. It's okay. We put a lot of pressure on ourselves to have it all together, or to at least look like we have it all together, and to just know what to do, to have everything handled. And you know, I'm just gonna say it, it's impossible. There are some seasons when it appears that it's possible and that we have it all together, but then let something change. Let any kind of a transition happen, something unexpected happen, and it kind of shows us we don't know what we're doing sometimes. Like, that's okay. It's okay to not know what you're doing. I didn't know that even though I'm so in love with my husband, that marriage would be an adjustment. Oh my gosh, marrying Byron is one of the coolest things I've ever gotten to do. He is the love of my life. I just adore him so much. But being married to him has kind of, like, everybody says that marriage shows you who you are. I haven't seen that part of it yet, because we've been close for years and years. So, like, whatever dynamic that we've always had, it's still there now. Like, we're best friends first, and like husband and wife second. And I'm just saying that just to say I understand him pretty well. He understands me. I've known him for 10 years, so there's not a lot that he could do to surprise me. Sometimes he does with little things. Like, I just found out he doesn't like ketchup. I've known this guy 10 years. He doesn't like ketchup. I think he was having ketchup with meals with me because he liked me so much. Like, I would cook sometimes and put ketchup on the table and he would use it, but he just told me he doesn't like ketchup. Anyway, I just think that that's so weird. He prefers honey mustard or barbecue sauce, like just something with more flavor. I get it. He's a foodie. But anyway, what I mean about marriage being a transition is, like, I was Miss Independent for years. I was known as Miss Single. My siblings would make jokes about my lack of a romantic life. I can't repeat them here, but they were not always nice. I was just kind of known for that. And I had a plan. I wanted to just kind of be by myself into my 30s. I was even thinking about never getting married. I didn't really want to have kids or any of that. I wanted to work for Jesus. I wanted to write books. I wanted to travel, have my own place, have my own space, peace and quiet, that kind of thing. And then my friendship with Byron became something more, and I couldn't imagine not being his wife at a certain point. Last December in 2022, I just knew I wanted to marry him, and my plans were changing, and my idea for my life was changing, and it's kept changing. Now we're planning to have kids in the next few years. We just want one, but it's years away still. I'm not ready for that yet. But I wasn't expecting to need someone, to be a person who needs someone, or to be this woman who's so obsessed with her husband, but here we are. So, like, that's been a transition in a part of myself I didn't anticipate. So, like, even the good things in life can surprise you and kind of knock you off balance for a little while. I've always been like a little bit of a workaholic. I just love what I do so much. And now I have to fight to work because if I have an opportunity to be with my husband, I'll hang out with him and not want to work. So my work ethic has changed. It's just, I want to be with him all the time. We're in that like fun newlywed stage. I'm just obsessed with him. And I've never been a girl obsessed with any guy ever. I didn't really have crushes growing up. I wasn't boy crazy, never had that stage. So this is, it's kind of new. Mine came in my 30s. like good things can bring about a certain level of uncertainty is the word. Like learning how to share my space with him has been a transition. I also left a full-time job that I had in July of 2023 and have been kind of trying to figure out what my next step should be. So that's a question. It's kind of up in the air. And stuff with my family from like the abuse that we went through, that's always throwing us curveballs. Because me and my siblings are on various levels of healing with that. Some haven't started at all and are kind of still on the downward spiral path, doing drugs and stuff. And so it's hard to have my family, and sometimes I don't know what to do to help or to keep myself safe. I don't know what to do. So my life is kind of filled with questions in this current season where I'm figuring stuff out, and sometimes I really get impatient with myself, and I think I should know what to do. I should be certain on what job I want next, or if I should just focus on books, if book sales are high enough for me to not work at all, that kind of thing. I don't know. I feel like I'm figuring a lot of things out right now. Sometimes I change my mind about wanting to wait a couple years to have a baby, and I want one now, and then I don't know. And I don't know a lot of things. I know that God's got me, and I want to keep doing ministry, and I love my husband. I love him so much. Those three things I know. A lot of this other stuff, though, very uncertain. I've even thought about putting my condo that I just got up for sale in the next few years, but I'm not sure about that either. And it's just, I get stressed out, and I'll go on walks. And on my last walk, where I just felt like, life is too much, just, it gets overwhelming to have questions and to not have a lot of answers. I went on a walk to kind of talk with God. That's what I do. I'll go outside and kind of silently pray in my head. And sometimes he answers me. Sometimes it's just silence and peace, and that's good too. But the last time, all I felt him say was, it's okay. It's okay. And I was telling him, God, I know I'm in a transition, and I don't know what to do. I don't know what the future holds for me. And I feel like I'm in a time when the decisions that I make are really going to impact the rest of my life. And to every statement, he was just saying, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah, you have questions. That's okay. That's okay. It's okay. And at first I was like, this is not helpful. But then I got the point. I took a deep breath and told myself, like, it's okay. It's going to be okay. It's okay to not be sure right now and to have to work through questions and to be in transition and to not really know what I'm doing right now. It's okay. I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out when I need to. God will show me which way to go when a decision has to be made. But for right now, if I'm asking questions, if I'm wondering, if I'm kind of working through the options that I have, that's okay. He says this. It's just, he gives us really great advice in Proverbs 3 about this, where we're told, trust in the Lord completely and do not rely on your own opinions. With all your heart, rely on him to guide you and he will lead you in every decision you make. That was Proverbs 3:5. Another verse that is really helpful when you have questions and you're dealing with a lot of uncertainty is James chapter 1, verse 5, where we're told, if anyone longs to be wise or wants wisdom, ask God for wisdom and he will give it. He won't see your lack of wisdom as an opportunity to scold you over your failures, but he will overwhelm your failures with his generous grace. And in the footnotes, it also says that, or with an open hand. So for the part of this verse that says that he won't see your lack of wisdom as an opportunity to scold you over your failures, but will overwhelm your failures with his generous grace, we can also say, or he will overwhelm your failures with an open hand. With an open hand. God is here for you in your questioning, and he's never going to yell at you for having questions or being uncertain. He sets us down various life paths all the time, and like, it can seem like we're taking a really steep, like a sharp right turn sometimes, where he throws us a curveball and we're facing options we never thought that we would have to face, and we're going through things we didn't anticipate, and like we're saying, hey God, didn't you tell me to do this? Why are you having me face these options that suck? I thought you'd have my back. You told me to set out on this path, and this path has led me to tough options, tough choices that I don't even want, and I don't know what to do. God still set you down the path. He doesn't want you to turn around. He'll tell you which way to go. But it's okay to be questioning things that you didn't really see coming, or things that you're not prepared for. It's okay to not be prepared. God's the one who gives us what we need. And he'll make sure that you have what you need when you need it. But ask him. Ask him for wisdom. He won't call you dumb for needing it. Everybody can use a little bit more, you know, wisdom and instruction with life. Life throws everybody curveballs. Whether we do the right thing or the wrong thing, it surprises us all. I never thought that I would fall in love with my best friend, to be honest with you. Everybody always tells us that they saw it coming years in the making. But for a long time, we were just really close friends and were content to be that way. And then suddenly it was more than that. I didn't plan it. I didn't see it coming. It's been the greatest blessing, but it's also sort of knocked me off my feet. And sometimes I don't recognize myself. I'm really happy, so happy, but I'm also living a life I didn't plan. I didn't plan to get married at 30. I didn't plan any of this. It's wonderful, but it's not the path I saw for myself. It's one I'm glad that I'm on, though. And it's just like, even with happy changes, change is scary. Change brings questions. Change brings fear. It's okay. If you're going through a lot of change in your life, or something's just going on that took you by absolute surprise, ask God for wisdom. Ask him to lead your steps. He really will. He really will. And try not to rush to make a decision before you're ready and before you know that it's the right one. Don't agonize over it, but just wait until you feel peace about which way to go. That's when I knew I wanted to marry him. I'd always questioned, like, how do you know that the person you're with is the right person for you? I would ask God for signs. He wouldn't give me signs about like a spouse. And so I was always second guessing. But how I knew that it was the right thing is I felt peace about being more than friends, just peace and excited. And then when we started to discuss getting married, I felt so much peace about that too. I knew that it was the right thing. And it didn't happen quick for us. It happened after some failed previous tries at being romantic. We had tried to be together twice before when I was in my early 20s. And then we thought, that doesn't work. We'll just be friends. And so we were friends for 5 or 6 years. And then, yeah, the peace I'd wanted the two other times that I was with him, it came. We don't really control when the timing is right of certain things in life. It just sort of happens that way. So life is going to happen to you sometimes, and it's also going to happen for you and for your good. God knows what he's doing. So just trust him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, trust him, and trust that he'll guide you in the ways to go. But yeah, that's it. That's it. That's today's lesson. Just, if you're in a season of transition, don't freak out or freak out, but go to God and just keep trusting him. He'll get you through it. Okay, bye.